listening to Italian Dish, and I'm your host, Christine. I'm an expat here in Italy. In each episode, we'll cook one Italian recipe together, and I'll dish a little bit about what it's really like living here in Italy. So, put on your apron, pour yourself a glass of wine, and let's get cooking. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti nella mia cucina. Hi guys and welcome to my kitchen. So today's recipe is going to be really quick. I need to make dinner and I'm working today, so I hope you're ready to get cooking, and I know you guys are busy too, so let's get right at it. If you want the ingredient quantities for this recipe and all the details, make sure to check out our Patreon called the Italian Dish Cooking Club. It's linked in the episode description, and you can also just go to ItalianDishPodcast.com, and that will link you to Patreon so you can sign up and get all of the bonus materials and look at all the recipes to cook along with us. So, let's get started. Today's recipe is actually merluzzo in umido, which is a really basic, really plain dish. I don't know that it has origins in any particular part of Italy. From what I could tell, it's just kind of like, maybe it originated in some place, but then it's so widely used, so widely known. It's just like a cooking style, really, than any particular traditional dish. But it's a really good one to have up your sleeve when you're trying to get dinner on the table, you've got a lot to do, and you don't know what to make, which is like the classic dilemma of midweek dinners. So you're just going to need a pan. You can do this in your pan, on your stovetop with a lid. And of course you're going to need merluzzo, which in English is actually codfish. So I'm going to get the lid out of my pan so I can use that later. And I'm going to just get this heating with a little bit of olive oil that my olives are stored in. So it's kind of like olive-y flavored olive oil, if you will. So I'm going to take about like a big spoonful of that. And that'll just help flavor everything really well. All right. We're also going to have onion and garlic in this dish. So let's get some garlic out. And just like a clove, maybe two if you're really ambitious with your garlic. I really like garlic, so we're doing two cloves. Just crushing those. And I'm gonna leave them pretty intact because my husband doesn't really love garlic. So I'll just keep them intact so that I can leave them out of the main dish. And I'm actually using frozen cod, frozen merluzzo, because honestly, like the difference in quality isn't enough to make the difference in price really worth it to me. If you're someone who's like maybe a little more particular about the sustainability of the fish you buy, go ahead and, you know, by all means, I am all for that. I try and look for sustainable frozen fish as well when I do eat fish. It's not always available, so, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I just feel like of all of the fish that I've tried frozen, it's one of the only ones that really holds up well and cooks pretty much the same from frozen as it does like fresh. So it doesn't like get weird. Like salmon, I feel like just gets really weird when you cook frozen salmon, but this is my personal preference. All right, so I've got a red onion. You can use whichever onion you have. I'm just going to tell you guys how I do this recipe. It's really easy. It's not like rocket science. Like I said, it's not like super tied to any tradition. This is just a great one to have. Again, you can have frozen fish in your refrigerator, your freezer, all year round. And the rest of these ingredients you can also find pretty much all year round. It's just a good, like, back shelf dinner saver type recipe. So perfect for the weeknight. So I've got this onion. I'm going to chop it kind of finely because, again, my husband and my baby don't really love the taste of onion, so we're going to try and get it like pretty finely diced so that it sort of dissolves into the sauce. And basically, this will come together as like stewed cod in tomatoes, which doesn't sound as appetizing as it really is. This is something that would be great with rice, really great with just like crusty bread. We're gonna probably do it with rice just because I'm like not eating as much bread as I used to, mostly because I just keep forgetting to buy it. But if you have some gluten sensitivities as well, like rice is a great side. It goes well with that. Yeah, I just diced up maybe a quarter of a red onion. I thought I was originally going to use half of one, but I think that might be a bit much. So, yeah, just some red onion. You can, like I said, you can use like yellow onions, whatever you've got. We're going back over to our olive oil, and I'm going to add all the onion in, as well as the garlic. Smells amazing. I'm using my cast iron skillet. You guys can use whatever you use, nonstick, whatever you fancy. Give that a little stir to mix it up. I always underestimate the heat in these cast irons, so I end up overheating them and then having to turn down the heat. I don't know about you guys, but that's looking great. Just gonna let that cook for a minute. Actually, I'm gonna sprinkle some salt and a little bit of pepper. Perfect. Ooh, this would also be great with some peperoncino if you really like spice. I do, but my family doesn't, so I'm torn. I've got some peperoncino fresco. I think I'm going to use it and then just take it out and eat it for myself. So let's get some peperoncino. Got a couple of these guys. Yeah. Give those a rinse. Okay. Guess I'll cut these in half and try and remove the seeds. So let's see. Just using my knife to do that. Be careful with peppers if you are using any hot peppers, just so you don't burn your skin. Like if you touch it and then touch your eye will burn. So be aware of that. Be careful. We probably don't cook with gloves on at home. I definitely don't. So just make sure and wash your hands really good after you cut up any pepper. Alright, so I'm going to add that in with the garlic and the onion and stir it again. Alright. Smelling good. Yeah, and I left the pepper in half because if I dice it up and include it in, it'll make the whole thing really spicy and then my baby will probably not eat any of it, which he's entering into sort of a pickier phase right now. He's almost 18 months old, which I feel like that's pretty normal, but it's kind of disappointing. We did a lot of baby-led weaning style when we were, you know, teaching him to eat, which I had all these hopes and dreams about it making him into this like fantastically diverse eater that he would like eat anything I served him, but of course he's just a normal kid. Shocker. And so yeah, like he used to like eat this fish recipe that I would make, and now it's kind of hit or miss with him. So I mean, again, like not all kids like fish, that's pretty normal, and even not all adults, but I think this is a pretty basic recipe, so I don't know what his deal is with it. He just doesn't love it. Give him a break, I suppose. Yeah. He's already busy. I always tell him, I'm like, you're just such a busy baby, because he's trying to learn two languages, be bilingual, be a baby, learn about the world. I guess I hold him to a pretty high standard. Poor guy. All right. So the onion's looking kind of translucent. Smells really fragrant. I'm going to take some white wine, just cooking wine that I have in my cupboard forever, always. Always white and red cooking wine, guys. Stock up. And I'm going to deglaze. So the alcohol is going to cook off. And that'll add some depth to the sauce. And it'll help the onion to cook all the way through and stay soft as well. And I just took this merluzzo out of the freezer literally like maybe half an hour ago. I just have it in like a cool water bath. So basically like in a container just filled with water and they're just floating around. I'm not going to give you guys recommendations for food safety reasons. I don't know what the specifics are on like precisely how you should defrost fish. I think technically the safest way is to always do it really slowly to defrost any like meat or fish, which is, you know, take it from the freezer, put it in the fridge, leave it there overnight, which I normally do with meat, but with merluzzo, these like filetti, these like fillets, they always end up defrosting so quickly. I don't really think it's a huge deal. You know, don't, like I said, don't quote me on that. I don't want to steer you guys in the wrong direction, but so yeah, the alcohol is starting to sizzle and bubble and cook off. And I was literally thinking, like, even a half hour ago, I was like, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Already about to go into panic mode. But I was like, okay, this is one of the recipes that I always make when I don't know what to make. So I immediately thought of this recipe and I was like, do I have everything I need? Yes. Perfect. So yeah, I'm just checking on the fish. Seems like it's pretty defrosted, which is good. Oh yeah, we're there. And also, if you're serving this to kids, be really careful of any little fish bones. They're very elusive, so break up the fish into little pieces before you give it to kids, potentially. Just feel like I have to mention that because I'm a mom. All right. So now that this has mostly, the alcohol's mostly cooked off, and now the onions are getting really jammy, I'm going to go ahead and add the tomato, which you can use fresh tomatoes, you can use a can of chopped tomatoes, you can use, I've tried this so many ways, you can do this with a can of crushed tomatoes. I'm using passata rustica. So passata di pomodoro is kind of like Italian tomato puree. Ideally, I would have loved to use like crushed tomatoes or even like pomodori pelati, so just like peeled tomatoes. But this is what I have. I have like an open jar in my fridge, so this is a great way to use it up, and I don't want to waste it. So in you go. You just need a tomato-based product, basically. It doesn't have to be one thing or another. So this is going to get nice and saucy. Saucy, saucy. Yeah, make sure the tomato doesn't like splutter out of control. Or is it just me? I am always worried about, I hate cleaning the fornelli, like the stovetop, there it is in English, my vocab. It's like one of my least favorite things to clean, and of course it's like one of the things I have to clean pretty much every day of my life. So I always try and not like splutter, like the less I can get it dirty, the less I have to clean it. So we're going to go ahead, I've added all the tomato, and now I'm going to add the rest of the olives from my jar. So I'm using these little olive taggiasche, denocciolate, so they've like already got the pit removed. You know, depending on your love of olives, you can also use olives with pits or green olives or whatever olives you have. Capers would be really nice here as well. You know, and if you don't like olives, then leave them out. You could also do other vegetables in this sauce. I just feel like this makes it a nice, like, Mediterranean feel. And the olives like look really nice in the tomato sauce as well, and they're just flavorful also. So now, got the heat on low, I'm going to add some oregano. 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 How do you say that in English? Oregano? Yeah. So just like a pinch of dried oregano, because it's really flavorful. Even though it's a dried herb, I feel like just a little bit goes a long way there. And so fragrant. It smells so good. Right, so now we were basically almost done. This recipe is so fast. Just gonna take my filetti di merluzzo, so my fish fillets that are defrosted now. Because they're really long, I'm going to cut them in half. And then place them around the that is pretty much the hands-on work of this dish. It's like done. It's crazy. So now I'm just going to let this simmer for a while. If you don't want to turn on the oven, you can definitely let this just cook in umido, like on the stovetop. I'm going to finish it off in the oven real quick. I'm gonna rinse my hands real quick. So a little more of that olive jar olive oil over the fish. And then I'm gonna pop it into the oven. It's only gonna take about, I'd say like 15 minutes or so, not very long. Serve this, like I said, over rice or crusty bread. It is to die for. So, you guys, I hope you enjoyed this recipe. A little more oregano because I just can't resist. And it looks nice over the fish. Put the lid back on. Yeah, you guys can finish this off, like I said, just over the stovetop until the fish is completely cooked through. That's going to depend on what kind of pan you're using and what heat level you set your burners at. But you could also, like I said, just pop it in the oven. And that is dinner. It is honestly amazing. Ooh, also a nice way to dress this at the end if you have any fresh olive oil. It is November, it is the season, and we have gotten some fresh olive oil, freshly pressed olive oil from some colleagues of my husband's. Cannot wait to try all of those. And maybe you would like put some fresh parsley chopped over it. Anyhow, this is going to be great. So I hope you guys have a great week and that you enjoy this recipe. Ciao! Thank you for listening to this episode of Italian Dish. If you enjoyed this recipe and know someone else who loves Italian food, share it with them. Buon appetito, ragazzi! And until next time, alla prossima! Ciao, ciao!